Hello and welcome to the second episode of the XPRIZE Cars podcast. I'm Eric Boyd, and today I come at you from New York City. I've just been at the launch event for the Automotive XPRIZE at the New York International Auto Show, where we learned that Progressive Insurance has stepped up and provided $10 million for the Automotive XPRIZE. That's the big news of the day. Also in the news, the Department of Energy, the DOE, has provided $3.5 million to the XPRIZE Foundation for an outreach campaign, which basically means, you know, they can spend money on advertising and stuff to make the prize widely known. And they also intend to educate students and children, which will be very cool. And the Auto Research Center has stepped up to provide simulation software for the teams. So the teams will be able to go to them and get free software to do crash tests, vehicle simulations, performance improvements, that kind of thing, which I'm sure the teams will vastly appreciate. And finally, Mayor Bloomberg, who attended the auto show in New York for the first time ever during his time as mayor, said that he has committed New York City to be the first stage of the Automotive XPRIZE. Four teams were in attendance at the press event today as well. The MDI Air Car, Fuel Vapor Technologies, Ali, the Venture Vehicles Venture One, and a high school team called the West Philly Hybrid X Team, who presented a heavily modified attack kit car that was very impressive. My favorite line from the presentation was by Glenn Renwick, CEO of Progressive Insurance. He said that this competition is an investment in the future of the automobile, and therefore an investment in our future, which I think really shows that he gets it. He understands that if we don't solve this, you know, combined crisis of peak oil and climate change, that the automobile as we know it is not going to last. We need to get 100 miles per gallon in our vehicles, because if we don't, 20 years from now, we won't have vehicles at all. And I think that, you know, to the extent this $10 million prize can make a difference, it's a great investment on the part of Progressive Insurance. So without further ado, I've recorded the entire press release event for your listening pleasure. Some segments of it, they are playing videos, and you'll only be able to hear the audio, but I hope that it will still be quite valuable to you. And also, you know, this is history in the making, so if anybody ever wants to come back and listen to how it happened, here's the source.
The XPRIZE for two consecutive private space trips was won today by
$10 million prize.
The driving force of the XPRIZE is incentivized competition. In 1927, the $25,000 Orteig Prize for the first non-stop flight between New York and Paris was won by Charles Lindbergh. It stimulated passenger travel and the birth of today's $300 billion aviation industry. Directly inspired by the Orteig Prize, the Ansari XPRIZE was announced in 1996, designed to transform how people think about space and space travel. From seven nations spent $100 million to pursue the prize, an astonishing 10-to-1 leverage of the prize purse. By creating the first private race in space, the foundation gave birth to a new industry, drove regulatory reform, and changed the paradigm that space is only for governments. It ignited the personal spaceflight revolution.
4 years after the Ansari XPRIZE was won, over $1 billion has been invested in this personal spaceflight industry. That's the power of an XPRIZE. In 2006, we launched the $10 million Archon XPRIZE for genomics. In 2007, the $30 million Google Lunar XPRIZE. And today, we're excited to launch the Automotive XPRIZE.
The XPRIZE Foundation has dedicated itself to becoming a world-class prize institute to revolutionize philanthropy, providing benefactors with new, highly leveraged platforms with tangible results. The XPRIZE Foundation is tackling the grand challenges of our time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Chairman and CEO of the XPRIZE Foundation, Dr. Peter Diamandis.
Today, the power of the XPRIZE comes to automotive. The XPRIZE Foundation is a philanthropic organization created to address today's grand challenges, to bring about revolutionary breakthroughs that will benefit all of humanity. We do this through prize philanthropy, offering incentive prizes of $10 million or more to drive innovation and leverage investments that far exceed the prize money itself. It's a strategy that has been very successful for us, and it's something we're thrilled to bring to the automotive industry. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the time has come. The Model T got 25 miles per gallon, and we think 100 years later, we should be getting over 100 miles per gallon. With a crippling and unsustainable dependence on oil and its undeniable effects on global warming, we must do better. The Automotive XPRIZE is a $10 million prize to teams that can produce production-capable, safe, clean, and super-efficient vehicles. Vehicles that can exceed 100 miles per gallon or its energy equivalent. We're not talking about concept cars. We're talking about real cars that can be brought to market in the near term, that consumers will want to buy. The vehicles will compete in one of two classes. A mainstream class that meets consumer expectations for four-wheel and four-passenger economy cars, and an alternative class that will push the boundaries of innovation even more. Plus, there's a manufacturer's category for vehicles that are in production now or will be in significant production by the end of 2011. Vehicles competing for the Automotive XPRIZE will all go through a rigorous qualification process, assessing safety, cost, ability to be manufactured, and their business plan. And then the best will race. Starting in late 2009, in major cities across the United States, qualified vehicles will compete in stage races. Speed, distance, traffic, terrain, and weather will test the performance in ways that reflect real consumer driving patterns. This is not a backlot test. This is a race for our future. It is a race we must win. The Automotive XPRIZE has had unprecedented support. Organizations including the Sierra Club and NRDC, international leaders like Al Gore, national leaders including Governor Schwarzenegger and Michigan Governor Granholm. Recently, both the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate passed resolutions that unanimously consented. Support from the Department of Energy and the Department of Energy Laboratories, the Federal Highway Administration, and the Environmental Protection Agency, and the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, under the leadership of Nicole Mason, will help make sure these vehicles are safe. And in addition, the Automotive Research Center of Indianapolis has just become our official performance simulation provider. Teams will use ARC's PLAB software to optimize their vehicle performance. I also want to pay a special tribute to Ray Sidney for his multi-million-dollar gift. A special thanks to our first donor, Jack Hittery, and board members Dean Kamen, inventor extraordinaire, and Barry Thompson, those of whom are with us today. We are grateful to all our donors and supporters, but what makes this special is the prize. We need a leader to step up and fund this $10 million purse. So we look for a company that shares our values, shares our commitment, and shares our optimism. And we found that company.
No problem. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
It takes a very special kind of company to sponsor an XPRIZE. This is not a television commercial or an advertising campaign. We've been looking for a partner whose people and values match ours, who can join with us to go out there and actively change the world.
Progressive CEO, Glenn Renwick.
I'm thrilled to be here today. This is an opportunity for Progressive, a 70-year-old company with a rich history of making things better in car insurance, to get together with another organization that shares our passion for innovation, the XPRIZE Foundation. I'm here on behalf of our 27,000 employees and more than 30,000 independent agents to make a commitment that will make a difference in so many lives, ours, our children's, and their children's. The Progressive Automotive XPRIZE is the competition that will bring more choices of safe, environmentally friendly cars to drivers everywhere. Throughout the course of history, the use of prizes has been very successful in advancing entire industries. Competition produces the best outcomes because it brings together the most talented resources to work on specific goals. Notable examples include the OTA Prize, the concept upon which XPRIZE Foundation bases its work, and the Longitude Prize from 1714 that was invaluable in advancing safe navigation at sea. This competition is an investment in the future of the automobile, and thereby an investment in our future. The Progressive Automotive XPRIZE, the competition that will push high fuel mileage technology forward faster, is something we can all be proud of and excited about. We are committed as a company, and I am personally committed to working hand in hand with the foundation and the teams to make this competition a success. The Progressive Automotive XPRIZE will make a difference. Peter, we look forward to working with you and your team over the next 2 years. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Peter. We are proud to partner with you. To succeed, we need to do more than just build efficient vehicles. We need to build the marketplace. That means engaging and educating the public, and in particular, the next generation of car buyers. The first senior public official to support us believes deeply in doing that. And he couldn't be here today, but he did send a message.
I'm proud to say that the Department of Energy has a long history of working with industry to further the administration's strategy of bringing more clean energy technologies to the marketplace to fundamentally change the way we power our vehicles. These efforts have laid the foundation for some of the great work to be accomplished through the Automotive XPRIZE competition. The Department of Energy is particularly excited to work with the Automotive XPRIZE to engage kindergarten through 12th graders and the general public in learning about the benefits of advanced vehicle technologies, energy efficiency, climate change, alternative fuel use, and the very science behind efficient, clean, and green vehicle development. Inspiring young people to learn more about and pursue careers in advanced vehicle development is our future. They are the ones who ultimately will carry the mantle of this competition into the next generation and bring about change. And I am so proud that the Department of Energy will support the Automotive XPRIZE in this great endeavor. Good luck to all the organizers, supporters, and participants. With the Automotive XPRIZE competition, all of us will be made into winners.
Please welcome Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Department of Energy, John Mizrock.
America has about one-third of the world's vehicles. And on any given day, we use about 25% of the world's oil. Transportation is the fastest growing source of greenhouse gas emissions, already accounting for one-third of the CO2 emissions. So while the effort to build efficient vehicles and reduce greenhouse gas emissions is a global issue, it's an American issue. So it's clear we need vehicles that are more efficient, using advanced clean technologies. And that's what this competition is all about. This XPRIZE creates a platform to inspire innovation and address our nation's most sensitive problems, which are reducing greenhouse gas emissions and providing energy security. Over the past few years, DOE has been working with the XPRIZE Foundation with that in mind, and as you heard from Amy Carson, my secretary, I'm proud to announce a funding grant from the U.S. Department of Energy in the amount of up to $3.5 million over the next 3 years to the XPRIZE Foundation. The funding will enable a broad outreach campaign to educate American youth, kindergarten to 12th grade, and also the American consumer, the things that you heard from Andrew, advanced vehicle technology, alternative fuels, energy efficiency, and climate change. So the U.S. Department of Energy is pleased to be a part of this wonderful competition. I congratulate Peter, I congratulate Glenn and Progressive, and on behalf of the department, I say let the competition begin. Thank you.
We're here at the New York Auto Show because this is all about the competition and the vehicles. The window for formal application will open in 2 months, but already, amazingly, 64 teams from 10 countries have signed a letter of intent to compete, including teams from 22 states. Teams range from established companies like California-based Tesla, Norwegian-made Think, and that to well-funded startups like Germany's Moremo, the well-known Aptera, and the sleek Velozy, and the truck like Phoenix, to ambitious college teams, and even a surprisingly well-qualified high school team. Some will develop new vehicles, others will retrofit existing vehicles. With over 2 years to go before the final race, perhaps the best is yet to come. Many will compete, but only the best will race. Real cars, real drivers, real roads. It's a race for our future, and it starts now.
We have ignition sequence start.
We believe in meeting challenges with innovation. The power of an idea whose time has come. We believe in incentives and acclaim that inspire industry, improve lives, and change the world. A stage race competition. Not just for a prize, but the prize. Real cars, real roads, real people. More than 60 teams from 10 countries with one goal. It's not just a competition, it's a challenge. It's more than a race. It's a revolution. It's about our future. And it starts now. The Progressive Automotive XPRIZE.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Progressive Automotive XPRIZE is proud to present four precursor vehicles from teams already signed on to compete. Venture One. From Venture Vehicles in California comes the Venture One, a three-wheel tilting high-performance two-seater with a gasoline hybrid propulsion system and standard wheel and driving controls. Here in its first public appearance anywhere is a full-scale model of the Venture One. The Air Car. Imagine a plug-in hybrid that doesn't need batteries. That's the approach of the world's first compressed air vehicle, developed by MDI Zero Pollution Motors, based in Nice, France, and New Paltz, New York. This technology has been licensed to India's Ratan Tata. Here in its first public appearance anywhere is the precursor to MDI's entry in the alternative class. And now, to present two precursor vehicles that are further along in development. VLA, from Canada's Fuel Vapor Technologies. Here's the precursor to their alternative class entry. A high-performance, two-passenger, three-wheeler with two front wheels, an innovative fuel delivery system, lightweight materials, and aerodynamic design. Fuel Vapor Technologies is also designing a four-wheel entry for the mainstream class. VLA. And finally, here is the Hybrid Attack, a high-performance, four-wheel, diesel-electric hybrid. It comes to us from the winner of the Tour de Seoul, a team with strong academic and corporate partners. A team that describes the vehicle as a badass, earth-friendly car. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hybrid Attack from West Philly High School in nearby Philadelphia. Welcome the Honorable Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Well, good afternoon, Peter, Glenn, John. Thank you for having me. Looking at these, it's going to be an incredibly exciting race. I'm not sure that I'm capable of entering the race. I would probably design a subway car. I get to work every day, but most people in this country do drive, and it really is important what you're doing. I think you should all be congratulated.
Did you get it?
Both congratulations on doing all of this. You know, we really do need some new thinking. We need some innovation. I don't think there's any bigger threat to our world and to our country than global warming and our dependency on oil. And the automobile really is at the root of both of those things. We desperately need new cars that are clean and efficient and safe, and that, of course, are also attractive to everyday consumers, because if people don't want to buy them, having all the technology in the world doesn't do us any good. We've got to get people to participate, to change their lives, and to understand that we have to use less energy, and that we have to find alternative energy sources that aren't destroying our planet. And Peter, I just want to thank you and the XPRIZE Foundation for developing this inspiring competition, innovative change, and being a progressive, hearing the call and putting up 10 million bucks is exactly the right thing to do. I think it says an awful lot about your company and the people that work there. Actually inspired New Yorkers. We have an XPRIZE New York City has created for the first person that can develop a portable device that will let our police department analyze DNA right at the crime scene, which we think would be a great value in terms of keeping us from arresting the wrong people and making sure we do arrest the right people. And keeping the streets safe is just as important as everything else we do in this city. In New York City, we are striving to be the center of innovation when it comes to the environment. We, as a city, are per capita very efficient, but the city is of such magnitude, we still produce more greenhouse gases than the entire country of Portugal. So you can play with the numbers, but the bottom line is we can do an awful lot of things. Personally and as a city, we developed what I think is a bold, forward-looking plan called Plan YC to make New York City a more sustainable city, the world's truly first sustainable city. And at the heart of our plan is the goal to reduce our carbon emissions by 30% by the year 2030. So that's not to reduce them 30% from what they would be, that's to reduce them 30% from now, and in the year 2030, we think we'll have a million more people living here. We are working towards that target by seeking cleaner sources of power, making buildings more energy efficient, and among other things, turning our cab fleet green. And to encourage more New Yorkers to buy hybrids, we've even asked our state legislature to let us reduce our city sales tax for highly fuel-efficient vehicles. And we're trying to lead by example. We're not asking people to do things that we aren't doing ourselves. We've changed the light bulbs in City Hall, and I've done so in my house. We're changing the fleet cars and trucks that the city uses for more efficient vehicles. We've changed the rules so that our yellow cabs and black cabs over the next 5 years will all become hybrids. There's an awful lot more we can do. We have a program to plant a million trees with public and private money. Trees clean the air and make our neighborhoods more attractive and more valuable. But we're going to keep going, and we think the XPRIZE really is something that will help us in terms of developing the fuel efficient kinds of vehicles that we need. Not only will somebody come up with ideas how to make automobiles more efficient, but we care about the city. We want trucks to be more efficient. They are one of the main polluters on the streets of our city. And we all have an economic problem as well, so if we can save some money at the pump, if we can pollute our environment less, if we can pollute our air less so that the kids in this city can breathe the air right here. Right now, kids in New York City, in many neighborhoods, go to the hospital with asthma attacks at 4 times the national rate. We've just got to do something about that. And we are trying to get our state legislature to let us have congestion pricing, which we think will reduce the number of cars on the street and get us to focus more on mass transit. Mass transit is the future for a city like ours. Automobiles are the future for people that live outside of the big cities. And so both are really key things to do. And I just think that I've always been a capitalist. I've always been a competitor. And I think combining a real financial prize with the ego that comes across where Taman is going to put it. Are you entering this? You're entering yourself. Guys like that are the people that are going to make the difference. And so I just wanted to congratulate everybody. We are looking forward to seeing some of these cars right here in New York City. And we will be cheering you on. And, you know, when I'm done and you have another XPRIZE, I'm term limited out in another 22 months or so. Maybe I'll go and if horses qualify, have a dog with a horseback rider, they can pull it very little.
I'd like to thank Mark Steinberg, president of the Greater New York Auto Dealer Association, and Candida Romanelli, the New York Auto Show director, as well as my automotive team, Don Foley, Kristen Lindsay, John Shore, and Neil Anderson. I'd like to close by saying that today we've done more than just announce a competition. We've issued a challenge to the teams design and enter a vehicle. To the automotive industry and corporations, find new technology for a new century and follow Progressive's lead. To prospective donors and sponsors, help us increase the purse size and support the teams. To decision makers at all levels, join this cause and protect our climate. It's a challenge to every one of us. We face these issues together. We must solve them together. We welcome you along on what's going to be an incredible ride. Thank you so much.
And that was the end of the Automotive XPRIZE launch event. This is the XPRIZE Cars podcast. I am Eric Boyd. And if you've enjoyed listening to this, you'll enjoy checking out my website as well. It's xprizecars.com. You can go there, compare all of the various XPRIZE Cars teams side by side, see pictures of the vehicles, and follow the news as it happens. Thanks for listening. This is Eric Boyd, signing off.